The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On the Capital of Rock. Shea 106. News. On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Mr. Lou. Well, if you're wondering about COVID, Ottawa Public Health says there's a drop in COVID-related hospitalizations, but infection rates, on the other hand, still remain high. Taking the LRT in the evening is not going to be possible for a good portion of this month. They're going to do some proactive maintenance, but it'll shut the line down at 8 o'clock starting next Friday, August 12th. Sections of it will close in the evening. They're going to wrap it up on August 25th. Now, this year's work is focused on rail grinding and profiling, which the city says will provide a more comfortable ride. The track will also be inspected and repaired as needed, and switch heaters will be calibrated to prepare for the wintertime. Did you guys ever think that you would know so much
about
the maintenance of a train you never take?
No,
I know a lot of people do take it.
Yes,
this is something I've seen it. I have no need for it. I'll probably never ride it.
Even if I did ride it every day, I didn't think I would know this much about it ever. I mean, I drive my car every day, and I know more about the train than I do my car.
This is true.
Yeah, It's a hot topic.
It's not a big thing to know that wheels have to be round.
Right.
And the track, axle has to stay on.
And the track should be smooth.
Yes.
And uniform.
Yes.
I mean, these are...
But still.
It's a curious thing. Ontario's health minister says the province trying to get more internationally trained nurses working faster to ease hospital staffing shortages makes sense. They're trying to do everything they can to get shifts covered so emergency rooms don't have to close temporarily, as many have recently. Union representing Ontario education workers has asked the province for annual wage increases of 11.7%. The Canadian Union of Public Employees represents 55,000 workers, including early childhood educators, school administration workers, bus drivers, and custodians.
So everybody around the teachers, basically.
Yeah, not the teachers.
Yeah.
Union says it wants a pay raise of $3.25 an hour, they say, I guess, every year.
Is that 11%?
11.7%, yeah.
Well, I guess when you say the number, you think like a massive amount of money, but $3 with the amount of inflation we've had
doesn't seem
astronomical. Yeah.
But every year,
probably
a little much.
Yeah, probably.
And there was no winning tickets sold for the $50 million jackpot in last night's Lotto Max draw. So the draw next Friday is $55 million. That'll probably be the one we win.
I said it, I'm going to win it as I bought it last night. I was trying to will it into existence. Well,
you didn't even win one of the Max Millions, only a couple of those.
Suck.
And that was in BC, so.
Go ahead.
I ruined my drive home.
Oh, because you hadn't checked your ticket?
I checked my ticket, and the drive home was like,
that's what the news does, Jamie. It ruins everything.
Yeah,
it
really does. True.
Now we'll look at sports. Here's you.
Jay's got a big 3-1 win in Tampa last night, thanks to a great outing by Kevin Gausman. The Gaz gave up one hit in 8 innings and a 2-run blooper, a single in the 9th from catcher Danny Jansen, put the Jays ahead for good. It's a 12-10 first pitch this afternoon. Blue Jays sending Yusei Kikuchi to the hill. Trade deadline in the Major League Baseball yesterday. Jays made some, as they quote here, measured and sensible moves. Nothing crazy, but they got 2-time All-Star. Is this not a baseball name? Whit Merrifield.
That's pretty baseball. You know, of
what other sport would Whit Merrifield play?
That's a very basic
golf.
Golf, possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 1940s football.
Yeah. Here comes Whit Merrifield and rolling across the gridiron. Look at that wavy locks. Okay. But he's not vaccinated. So we'll see if he can even play home games in Toronto. And Vin Scully died. You might not know him by name, but by voice, definitely.
The game right now is at the plate.
Classic Dodgers broadcaster. Started with the Dodgers in 1950.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a run.
Whenever people impersonate baseball announcers, it's usually him or Harry Carey. One of the two will live on forever in imitation.
Adoration.
Is that what it is? Is that what you...
It's a more positive word to say about somebody who's passed away, probably. I'm not saying your word was
like
negative.
It's like paying homage to
him
the rest of time. Oh, I see.
When we talk like that, it's like a 1920s gangster racer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fly ball. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That is it.
Sunny today, kind of windy, high 27, a little bit humid, then some showers tonight, overnight as well, maybe a thunderstorm, then tomorrow cloudy, probably some more showers and a thunderstorm in 27, feeling like 38, and then Friday cloudy, maybe some more showers in 29. Right now it is 10, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
I've seen people talk about this to more of a conspiratory level, that like tech companies, especially phone companies, design their phones to either fail or batteries be useless at a certain time frame, which forces you to go buy a new product.
I believe this.
Well, yeah, sorry, go Jason.
I believe it.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
My PlayStation 4, as soon as PlayStation 5 came out, somehow moves very, very slowly.
Yeah, started running like crap.
Yeah, like what? So
there are, I'm not sure about the tech. The companies will never admit that, like that they, when you do an update, all of a sudden the update makes your phone run poorer. But there are hard battery lives to some of these things that somebody's researched and found out that, yes, they buy these, they install these batteries almost on purpose to die at a certain time in different devices. All right? Like your Apple iPods, you're getting 2 years and they're done, basically. They won't hold a charge long enough to be. Your
like
iPhone.
Your headphones, the iPods.
Yeah. Your Apple iPhone, 3 years. Now, it is designed to be repaired.
Okay. Yeah.
So, if you're willing to spend, I guess this is an American article, but $69, you can get sort of a new battery.
$100 and some odd dollars here.
Yeah, to get a new battery. But you don't have to buy a new phone. The MacBook Air, 4 years is what you're supposed to get out of that battery.
Really? Yeah.
Now, they could technically, when you say they're designed to be like that, that means they could design them to last longer if they chose, if they so chose.
Sure. I'm sure there's a cost and a space and a size issue with batteries always was the size. Sure. But, I mean, yeah. Your Dyson cordless vacuum. Do either of you have a Dyson?
No. I have a Dyson, but it's a cordless.
6 years.
So it doesn't matter.
You're supposed to get 6 years out of that because it's a cordless.
Okay.
Rechargeable. These are all rechargeable items, right?
Mm.
Fitbit, 4 years.
That's an unnecessary item.
Nintendo Switch, 3 years. So, I mean, a lot of these things, your Philips Sonicare toothbrush?
Yeah.
5 years.
Oh, wow.
Until that bad boy is not going to hold the charge long enough.
See, I have a MacBook from 2011, and it's still going.
These aren't,
the battery doesn't last a long time.
Yeah, you're probably like 20 minutes. Now, if you use that every day for work, though, like if you were charging it every night and bringing it in a bag to sit in a train to work on and go to work, you wouldn't be able to use it anymore.
No, probably not. No. Like, it works when plugged in, but I don't really use it battery-wise.
So, Apple got you.
Yeah.
Your Tesla?
Okay.
15 years.
That's a pretty long time.
15 years those batteries are designed to run.
Before you have to spend 15 grand on new batteries?
Each one?
Yeah. Well, replacement packs cost between $16,000 and $22,000 for a Tesla. But how much fuel are you saving in 15 years? How much money are you saving on fuel? It depends on your driving range.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you care about the environment, which we all like to pretend we do, so.
I don't like to purposely ruin it.
No, I know. I don't want to go to my way to ruin it.
Like, I don't dump oil in the sewers and stuff.
No.
Try and recycle.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's a little brief. That's what's included in this article if you're wondering when your battery will die. My human battery died 2 decades ago.
Yeah. I've been running on fumes for some time. Yeah.
Sometimes you forget your charger.
Yeah. I don't even charge anymore. We're never 100%. No. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. No.
Here's Neil Young on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Yeah, you guys have problems with squirrels stealing your stuff?
No. This story is from Disney, Jason. Mm. So you're a huge, if people don't know, Jason has been to Disney about 87 times. In the U.S., right?
Almost that many times.
Yeah. With his children.
And, yeah.
You are a
very complimentary
fan
of Disney in the way they do.
Great resorts, good food.
Yeah.
Expensive, but you
know. Sure. But did you witness the ninja squirrels that seemed to be a problem? Were they stealing?
Yeah. I mean, there's squirrels, you know, worldwide that steal stuff. There's a squirrel that runs around on my deck and steals, like, little things off my barbecue if I don't.
These ones are apparently becoming a problem, and they're taking food or drink out of strollers or coolers. Like, not even just, like, you know, stuff left on a table. Like, they're breaking into coolers and stuff.
That cracks me up.
There's a park employee who talks about it, former park employee, who is excessively irritating, but we're going to play him anyways here.
If you've ever worked at attractions at Disney, then you've parked strollers. You've also seen the Florida squirrels that steal everything out of strollers. You think your soda's safe in the stroller? Squirrels are not nice. They don't care. They will take your soda and leave you nothing. Yeah, just eat your food and drink your stuff while you got the time, because leaving it anywhere, it's gonna go. The popcorn especially, they smell it from a mile away. Pretty much any animal you see that's not affiliated with Disney, don't touch it.
Why does he speak that way? But anyways.
Thinks he's calling hockey games.
Or yeah.
Every sentence is the same.
But yeah, squirrels, they're rodents. That's what they do.
Sure. But the stones on these guys, apparently they're just getting, braver and braver.
You know? Just walking up to a family, not caring, just going after the whatever's in the stroller.
The cooler, yeah.
Like, we have a chipmunk that my wife has conditioned to come get peanuts from us, right? But he's pretty polite. Like, he doesn't just come and steal stuff.
Chippies are great.
Yeah, he'll run up your leg, like, on your pants, and he'll, like, sit on your shoulder sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And he'll just take a peanut, and he'll, like, shove it in his mouth and run away.
You have a buddy. You have a little buddy, a backyard buddy.
Little Miguel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you call him Miguel?
Yeah. He responds to his name. He's one of the best trained animals at my house.
And you have three dogs and a child. Mm-hmm. But still live with you.
Yeah, and a cat.
Yeah, and a cat.
And 10 chickens.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
The chickens are pretty well trained.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
more better than the dogs, for sure.
Very limited wants and needs.
Yeah. That's the key to life and happiness.
Limited wants and needs.
Yeah, and brain capacity.
Yeah. It really is. The happiest people are very, very simple and very dumb.
Exactly.
Be dumb and aspire to have nothing, and you're set.
Just the basics. We all have a lot. It's just we don't see it as that, right? Mm-hmm. But
that's true.
Why are chippies so cool and sweet and red squirrels such dicks?
Yeah.
Like, why? I know they're different species, but they're very similar size.
They're sketchy. Yeah. The red squirrels. The red squirrel on my back deck.
Yeah.
I'll cook corn on the barbecue this time of year, which is nice, but I cook it in the husk. So I husk it outside and I just chuck the things in the forest.
Right.
Animals. Yeah. But the squirrel will come along and look away and then. Yeah, it's very so sketchy all the time.
Screaming at you.
But the chipmunk's like, hey, man.
Yeah, totally cool.
Weird.
My big dog and a red squirrel have been at war in my backyard for about 2 years. He goes ripping out the door every time and runs down the bush line looking for it. Like, they hate each other. And then he'll sit up on the higher area of the fence and just go yelling at my dog.
Teasing him. Yeah,
it's a great battle to watch. All right. Well, if you go to Disney, watch out for squirrels.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We will answer as many as we can.
You think the government should cover the cost of nursing school to help with the shortage? Yeah. Probably for a while. Subsidize it a little more. Healthcare is important.
That's a slow answer, though. That's a 3 or 4 year answer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What they're trying to do is a little more immediate, because there are lots of qualified nurses here from other countries that just don't have Canadian, degrees or training.
Right.
So just give them some proficiency tests or whatever and let them do their job.
It is weird that the government isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
To solve the problem that in a country that guarantees healthcare, that takes a boatload of tax from all of us to make sure that that happens, and now it's not happening.
In emergency rooms, which are pretty important.
Yeah, they're kind of important.
And ICUs when they're closing.
And they're just
it is odd, right?
We'll talk about it. That should be like your top priority, you would think. But morning, guys. When was the last time you felt unbound optimism? As a child, probably.
Yeah, probably as a child.
Maybe a teenager.
Maybe.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. I'm not saying I don't ever feel optimistic.
Yeah,
it ebbs and flows, but I mean,
I'm optimistic about things, but I'm also realistic about my optimism.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Unbound. How often do you clean the inside of your windshield? Not enough. Not often enough.
I bought one of those inside your windshield cleaner wands from Canadian Tire. They work really well.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I put it in the back of my car, so whenever I notice my windshield is dirty, I'm driving.
I can't clean
it right now, and then I forget till the next time I get in.
I made a devil of a mistake last week. I tried to clean a little spot with my finger.
Oh, yeah.
And it just made
what are you
it.
Doing?
As I said, it was a devil of a
way
mistake.
Worse.
Josiah Hot Air Balloon over Osgood.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Will there be beer at your Mini Masters?
Oh, of course. Yes, our friends at Kitchissippi Brewery are supplying the beer for our Mini Masters, which happens August 11th, where you could win a hot air balloon ride.
Amazing. Sure you could, yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, we announced deed number 7 yesterday. It's the Big Zimbar Mini Masters for the Boys and Girls Club, where we're inviting you to come buy tickets for a mini golf tournament. And at Shea106.com, and all the proceeds will go to the Boys and Girls Club.
It's at Blackbird Falls, Ottawa's finest mini putt experience.
It is.
Just off the marshes, which is a fine golf course.
Canada there.
Come, go buy tickets. Come play golf with us. Very limited spots, all right? And we'll raise some money.
You can
for
be,
a good cause.
Like, if you have a company, so let's say one of our favorite places in the city, Papa Jack's down
right.
the street. Let's say they're like, hey, can't golf, but I want to sponsor a hole.
You can do that too.
You can just sponsor a hole with your company.
Or even if you maybe you'd want to help out the Boys and Girls Club, but you can't be there that day for whatever
sponsor
reason.
The hole.
Yeah, just like you as a person. Like,
yeah, sure. Sponsored by Bill Davies, whoever that is.
Who's Bill Davies?
No idea. I just made up a name. I'm sure there's Bill Davies, a couple Bill Davies in Ottawa.
There's Bill
Davies. Everyone be like, who's Bill Davies? I don't know, some guy who sponsored this hole.
That would be hilarious.
That would be great. Just his face on the hole. Just a picture of his face.
Or even his name.
No explanation.
Yeah, that's it. When will politicians learn that having an absolute position on an issue is lunacy? Oh, that's from Mike. Probably never, Mike. But I mean, you should never have an absolute position on almost nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a very few topics that probably, you know, like...
There's a couple things, like I'm against hate, like hatred, things like that. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good thing to have a single position on. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Anything in the public forum where...
You should probably be able to bend on most things.
Yeah. Somebody said, ha, 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 I know a Bill Davies.
Oh, there you go.
Tell him he needs to sponsor a hole at our mini masters. As Jamie said.
Tell Bill we were talking about him today.
Yeah.
Celeb. That's it for this edition of...
On the Big Zimbar Show.
All right. If you are not familiar with this contest, it is very simple. It's just 5 trivia questions. You do have to get them all right to win. You have 30 seconds to do so. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we do not tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a Plinko chip for our board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Mike on the phone.
Mike.
Hey.
How's the day? What are you doing? What's shaking?
Just getting ready to go to work.
All right. Well, what do you do?
I fix forklift.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Probably got a forklift license, eh?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations on
that. There you go.
Well, I guess in order to fix them, you have to be able to drive them, too, right?
I guess so, yeah, I guess so.
When you back out of your driveway, do you, like in a normal car, do you give the 2 beeps?
Oh, I give 6 beeps.
Oh, six beeps.
Oh, wow.
Seems like an excessive amount of beeps.
That's new.
All right, well, good luck, buddy.
Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Mike, here we go. In what U.S. state do the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets hail from?
Ohio.
Who set sail on this day in 1492, eventually discovering the Americas?
Columbus.
In the first Home Alone movie, what Canadian actor plays Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest?
Pass.
Who is the winningest NFL quarterback of all time?
Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Who has better movies, Nick Cage or Christian Slater?
Slater.
In the first Home Alone movie, what Canadian actor plays Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest? Oh, you're All right, let's go over your answers. Who has better movies, Nick Cage or Christian Slater? You said Christian Slater. The answer here says Nick Cage.
With a question mark. I don't know. National Treasure, those are good movies.
Nick Cage had some great movies, but he also had some real bad movies.
Oh, the bees!
Yeah.
Can you name 3 Christian Slater movies?
Broken Arrow?
Yep, that was the one.
He was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Heathers.
Yeah.
True Romance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they're probably on par.
Okay,
we'll give you that one.
Okay.
Who is the winningest NFL quarterback of all time? You said Tom Brady, the GOAT. That is correct. He's 45 years old today. In the first Home Alone movie, what Canadian actor plays Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest? You passed on it. It is John Candy who is the actor for there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. who set sail on this day in 1492, eventually discovering the Americas. You said Christopher Columbus. You were correct in that.
That was a tough question.
And you you did know that the U.S. state that the Columbus Blue Jackets hail from is Ohio.
Time and change will surely show how firm thy friendship, Ohio.
Wow. I like that one.
You like that one better?
Okay.
All right. So let me try.
Hey, no problem, Mike.
Yeah. Before, I guess, if we get an opinion question, because neither one really had a lot of good movies.
Spotty.
I don't know. Like, Snake Eyes was all right, no?
I don't know. You're into spotty territory there.
Nick Cage. 8mm, is that it? Or 35mm?
8mm.
8mm? 35mm. That's the actual camera.
He's having a bit of a resurgence because he's making fun of himself, basically. Well, movies now.
I never saw his Nick Cage movie about himself, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Right.
It was just out. Like, it just was released.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah, there's lots.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yep, it's Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
Nailed that
Con
one,
Air?
Though.
Was he in Con Air?
He was in Con Air.
Face Off with John Travolta? Yeah.
I mean, but none of them great movies. No, like they're solid action fix, but he's also the Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
Well, that's not probably even halfway down the terrible list of Nick Cage movies. Okay. But
maybe Mike is right. Maybe Christian Slater did have a better movie.
Not as a lead, though. He didn't lead a whole lot of movies.
No, you're
Christian
right.
Slater. But anyways, regardless, we're going on quite a long time about two mediocre actors. Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Welcome to the Dougie Line. This is your chance to leave a message for the city of Ottawa to hear 24 hours a day.
613-216-3849.
If anything's tickling your fancy or stuck in your craw or whatever you want to, discuss, leave it here and we'll play it. Jamie, what do you got today?
A very positive-themed Dougie Line session today.
Nice to hear.
Let's start with the little things. Don't tell me life isn't about the little things, because it is here.
I just drove past a car. They were applying their windshield washer fluid, so the jets were on. Must have been sailing 3 feet over the vehicle. Just absolutely made my day. I've been giggling for hours.
Something struck him funny there.
Just wasting fluid, right?
Just shooting fluid over the car.
Yeah.
It would be very frustrating if you were that driver.
Yeah.
Trying to clean your windshield, but something's off with the jets if it's clogged or something at the bottom.
In my late teens, I drove a Blazer and the pump died and I didn't have enough money to fix it. So I used to have to drive around with a jug on the passenger seat floor. And when I'd stop at a stoplight, roll down my window and just splash fluid on it. So, I mean, that's almost as I
had windshield washer.
Yeah.
But I just used to drive behind trucks. So I get the spray.
I did that too.
You just hope it wasn't sunny in the winter that day or whatever. So you could
on the highway, can't see.
See a damn thing. All right. Here's a question.
I just wanted your opinion on the best summer. I guess the best summer vehicles, I was going to say dirt bike, ATV, probably number one spot, boat, probably number two spot. And then I guess bicycles to number third, because you can get out there and rip all those things. I have none of those things. I just saw a dirt bike and a boat on the highway and I said, damn, those look fun. Anyway, boys, thanks. Have a good one. See ya.
So what's the question? Funnest summer vehicle?
Best summer vehicle.
Like toy?
I would put boat as number one.
Wow.
I do love a dirt bike.
Yeah, you got boat, you got ATV, you got motorcycle.
Yeah,
you got
all those things.
You got dirt bike, you got Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
Sea-Doos are a good time.
You even got a canoe.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
A kayak, what about a paddle boat? Windsurf?
Paddle boat's the worst. I tried to windsurf. It's awful.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing. I mean,
of
great.
Of course.
But
sailboat?
No.
There's different things. He had bicycle as number three.
Yeah, I don't know about bicycle.
Roller skates? Was a vehicle? Shoes with wheels.
I'd say these need to
have an engine.
Yeah, an engine.
Oh, okay. Things with an engine.
Or, I don't know, because that takes out sailboat and windsurfing and stuff, and people really enjoy those things.
You know what look awesome? And Jason, you could be really the only one of us who could try this because you're a scuba diver.
Right.
Those underwater jet things that you hold down to and they just...
I've never tried
Oh, my God, they look fun.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
I'll stay on the surface.
I know you don't like being underwater.
No. Yeah. It's no.
All right.
You can have it. I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go motorcycle.
Motorcycle. Yeah. All right.
For me, it's a motorcycle.
I like being on a motorcycle in summer.
What else you got?
I just had something I wanted to let you know about. I was just sitting here, you know, trying to sleep, and, you know, there's that buzzing in my ear, a little mosquito or something. And, you know, you start having those horrible thoughts. Am I going to be able to find it? Is it going to be horrifying me all night, taunting me?
Mm-hmm.
Turned a lamp on, just reached up. It's in front of my face, clapped it, instantly got it. If that isn't the W for the boys, I don't know what is. Nothing better than getting that one G-dang mosquito that is just in your ear for too long, and then, bam, gone. All right. Love you. Bye.
It's a victory. I don't know if it's for the boys, but it's a victory.
I've been getting pretty good at this. I don't know if the mosquitoes are getting slower or whatever, but I get a one-handed.
Yeah.
Buzzing around, you snatch it, and then you give it a crush, and you get someone who knows whose blood it is on your hand, right?
Yeah.
Could be yours. Could be someone else in your family. Someone in the neighborhood.
Mosquitoes, maybe the worst designed insect of all time, if you think of it. They're real slow, easy to kill.
Yeah.
They hurt when they bite you or when they stab you. 90% of them die on your skin.
Yeah.
As soon as you feel them, like, whap, and they're nowhere near fast enough to get out of there.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to get this itchy bump after, so everybody hates them and tries to kill them. I've said this before. If mosquitoes didn't make you itchy, why would we care if they were drinking our blood half the time? We wouldn't care.
We'd just be a little bumpy.
You're like, oh, okay. But because you know you're going to get itchy, you hate them.
Yeah.
A terribly designed insect. Terribly designed. But yeah, nice one. Nice.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
Didn't have to smash against your wall, at least. Yeah. That's what I usually do. Then I'm like, there's someone else's blood on the wall. Yeah.
Or just swing blindly in the dark because and you think maybe you caught him in a blanket rip or whatever, and then nope, he's back.
Oh, with mosquitoes, too. They at night, obviously, because you're more sensitive, I guess, to the sound. You hear them on the wall or something right in your ear immediately. Like, but you were 10 feet away a second ago.
Well, they fly.
You got
right?
me. I do understand that they fly, Jason.
Yeah.
I am aware.
If they had to walk.
Yeah. Right? I get it. And they're very light.
You know, shortest path between two points.
But
right?
you don't hear them is what I'm saying. And then you're slapping your own face. Anyway, it is a victory for the boys. Big dub. We got one more here.
All right, okay.
My wife went to an outlet mall the other day, and I needed boxers, so she got me some nice silky boxers. They fit perfect, awesome, great.
Silk.
So I'm wearing them today. Found out they've got pockets. What? Unreal.
Pockets.
So, yeah, now I have silky, comfy boxers with pockets.
I hate everything he's saying. Yeah, I hate everything.
This guy was always wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate everything he's saying.
Why do you need pockets in your boxer shorts?
This is more bulk under your pants.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put your boxer pockets?
One, silk.
Yeah, get, what is this, 1992? Yeah, you're in grade
sexy.
Seven? Like, what
you said they were silk. You said they were silky.
Silky, okay. Yeah,
silky. My guess is they're probably a satin type material.
Still awful.
Yeah.
Slide up into everywhere around your
What is the need for pockets? Maybe you just got really short shorts. What's the need for pockets in your boxers?
Prophylactics, I suppose.
Oh.
Just carry them with you at all times.
Oh, that's good.
I can't think of another reason. Say have like extremely dry lips and you got to carry chapstick in there. So wake up in the middle of the night and slap some chapstick on your lips. Why else do you have pockets?
Those are some dry lips.
It is amazing how often that guy is wrong about
stuff. But he's a nice guy.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's just
always wrong.
Little clocked out.
Always wrong. All right.
Well. All right. That's it.
That was a good round.
Yeah, good time.
Figured a lot of stuff out right there. You want to leave anything for us? It's the Dougie line. Here's the number.
613-2-1-3-3-4-9.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. It's whatever Wednesday, so our 8 o'clock contest slot. We just do whatever we want, whether it's a classic or make up a new one. It's a Def Leppard weekend coming up here on Shea. And so we've decided to do a contest involving Def Leppard. This is what we're calling Def Leppard or Def Cat. And we're going to play a clip of either Def Leppard or you'd be surprised how many Def Cat clips there are on the internet.
Yeah, an inordinate amount.
Yeah. And all you got to do is guess which one it is. You got to tell us which one. You got to get a 4 out of 6. We're only going to do one contestant.
Yep.
If they fail, we're going to move along and enjoy the rest of our day. But
Greg is on the phone.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
How's that? How's it doing? How's the day going?
It's going well.
Are you a fan of the Def Leppard there?
Well, I've seen them approximately 5 or 6 times.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, there you, go. Okay. You should know.
Well, yeah, you probably have this contest nailed then.
Okay.
I'm hoping so. I just threw myself under the bus.
Yeah, you okay. did. So we're going to play you a sound, and you have to tell us whether it's a Def Leppard or a Def Cat, okay?
Go for it.
All right, okay, here's your first one. Here.
Body! Oh, that's a Def Cat.
All right.
All right.
All right. What? Well, we'll do another one here.
What?
Another
what?
Clip here.
That would, are we going to tell him if he's right or not?
Do we have to?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was Def Leppard.
That was Def Leppard, right? For
that
sure.
Was,
what? That was, yeah, that was.
That was Def Leppard.
That was Def Leppard. All right. Def Cat. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Clip number two.
Here's number two.
Number two.
Is that a Def Leppard or a Def Cat?
That's a Def Cat.
All right.
Okay,
all yeah, right.
You got that one yeah. right.
Okay,
right.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
First
okay.
one was nice Joe
recovery.
Elliott.
Nice recovery.
Second one was Def Cat.
Okay. Made us right. nervous. Okay.
Okay.
Next one.
Here we go. Oh.
That's a tough one.
Is that Def Leppard or a Def Cat?
Might have been while I ran over on Albion Road.
Okay, so...
So Def Cat,
saying?
Cat.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, Def Cat.
Let's keep murdering cats.
Joke,
out of this.
Joke. No, yeah, yeah, no dead animals involved.
Okay, good.
All
right. That's great. Okay. So he's 2 for 3, right?
Two for three so far, yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go, here we go.
All right.
Break it up!
Is that a Def Leppard or a Def Cat?
We'll go with Def Leppard.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Woo! It keeps making me nervous these I thought this was a lot easier than it is. I guess.
Not the phone line, right?
Ah, yeah. We can blame it on the phone line.
Here we go. Next clip.
Oh!
Wait,
that's me when I wake up in the morning. How about a Def Cat?
That was actually Def Leppard.
That was Def Leppard. That was not a Def Cat.
That was Def Leppard.
Leppard there.
Yeah. Play it again.
There, Greg. Yeah. Just play it again for you.
There.
Oh! All right.
You're one wrong answer away.
From losing
maybe the easiest contest in the history of radio.
Blame it on the phone line, man.
All right. Here's your last. You got to get this one right. All right. Is this a Def Leppard? Is this Def Leppard or a Def Cat? Here
we go. What is it?
It's a Def Cat.
Oh, thank God.
You're right.
Congratulations.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations. Four out of six.
That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
By the way, this is the one he said was a Def Cat.
It's a phone line. That phone line had to be.
Yeah,
it was definitely Joe
from
Def Leppard.
You got $100 in Lotto, all right?
Very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Invest in a new phone.
Yeah. And go see him a couple more times in concert.
That's the guy who's going to win the lottery. I guarantee you.
Probably.
That's the guy who's going to win the lottery.
It's all right. We get a mill each if he does.
That's true.
Hold on, Greg.
All right.
Oh, that was fun time.
No, wasn't it?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And if you quietly quit, there's a new term for just giving it at work.
Yeah.
Mailing it in.
Yeah. I would probably say there's a lot of folks doing this from home, too, with the, you know, recent shift of kind of working from home a lot more.
Sure.
So it's not when you actually quit your job, but it means you just stop caring so much and refuse to go the extra mile. Work is not your top priority. I would also say this is a shift I've noticed in mentality of people, period, because this whole kill yourself for your job while you watch companies make record profits and you can barely afford to, you know, put gas in your car or buy food is really shifting people's sort of F you to the corporate masters type idea. Like, you know what? No, I'm not going to kill myself for you because you're not even paying me enough to pay my bills. So why would I? But I mean, that might be a little more why these type of terms are for sure.
A buddy of mine, he quietly quit. He ended up quitting eventually because he would see new people come in because he was busting his ass and getting absolutely nowhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's like, why am I doing this? So he literally did the bare minimum until he was able to find another job that he liked.
So people have been texting us
Like one here, I used to love my job, but ever since I got a new boss, I just don't have it in me anymore. He's such an insufferable prick.
Oh.
I do the bare minimum and go home. Well, that can be one of the reasons.
That can be one of the reasons. It's also got to be if you're a person that's inspired by like working in an environment, being from home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, might be tough. I think it's one of the requirements if you want to take a government job. Is to do the bare minimum.
Yeah, that is, there's another text. The original name for quiet quitters was government employee.
Yeah, I mean.
Someone else texted in, I'm a quiet quitter, been a PSW for over 17 years, still give quality care, but many factors play into the minimum care. It hurts me to cut back, but I'm burnt out.
Yeah. A lot of folks feeling it, man.
It is tough because you have to be, because some people are just like that. Naturally, they just do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is tough to scale,
though. I don't
think
that's what we're talking about.
No, I know that. So it's tough, actually, because if you're in the mentality to work, at least try and do over and above, it actually is kind of hard to cut back because it almost gives you an anxious feeling like, oh, it's not going to get, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? But, but then you look around and you're like, well, 10 other people around me are doing literally the bare minimum. They're still having fun. They're still getting their, you know, praise from the boss.
It's the art of doing the bare minimum without people knowing you're doing the bare minimum. You know, like.
But why?
Because we've known people we've worked with a long time that, you know, we're definitely not the hardest working people we know, but we're not the laziest working people we know either. And there's some folks that are just amazing at doing absolutely nothing for decades.
Yeah.
And somehow tricking the folks above them that they're like the best employees they got. Yeah. It's really, it's an art. And I applaud you if you can pull that off.
No, it's true. Yeah. My face gives me away all the time.
You don't even try to engage anymore.
My wife tells me all the time, your face is very loud today.
There's a point during Jamie's newscast today, his sports, where you sat back in your chair, stared at the ceiling, and then when it was your turn to talk, you barely lifted your head up.
I was tired. Second day back from vacation is always kicking the ass, you know.
Anyways, if that's what you're doing and you're getting away with it, congratulations.
Yeah,
good for you.
That's what it's all about.
I'm envious.
Yeah.
Run and teach a course.
Yeah. We got Answer Question Time coming up, and we'd love some questions, please.
762-555.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text 762-555.
Is there anything worse than moving?
Well, yes.
I don't mind moving, to be honest. I think it's fun. The excitement of a new place, getting to clean out all your old crap that you don't need. I don't mind it.
I know what you mean. It's not, I've had fairly good experiences, so it wasn't like a super hassle or anything.
It's a... The environment around moving is fun. The actual move itself is not fun.
Yeah. Hire movers. That's what you should do.
Yeah,
that always makes the experience
and
better.
And packers.
I don't mind packing. I could do that.
How much to buy a hole? This is in reference to
the Masters.
Our Biggs and Barr Mini Masters, which is deed number 7. If you haven't heard, we're doing a mini putt golf tournament for the Boys and Girls Club. So. All the info's at Shea106.com.
Well, let me go click in Shea106.com.
To sponsor
and
a hole.
See how much it costs to sponsor.
It's $55 a person. All proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club if you want to come out and play.
As a single ticket, but if you want to put in a foursome, it's $200.
Yes, you save some,
why wouldn't you want to play with your own friends?
Exactly.
You never know.
Just sponsoring a hole, if you can't make it, $300.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you get a full foursome and you sponsor a hole, it's $500. So
a little bit of a discount there, too. All right. Now this is to raise money. Have a great day. Enjoy our time and, play some mini putt and there's prizes and a whole bunch of shenanigans.
It's next Thursday, by the way.
Yeah. So. And it's going to fill up quick. Food and booze, all that is there. So
someone
please.
Says, are we good mini golfers? I'm a good mini golfer, I'd like to say, but I've never tested my mettle at Blackbird Falls.
Yeah.
Ottawa's finest mini putt. I've never been there yet. So
yeah.
I did a lot of the fun ones. Like I did a lot of mini golfing in Florida.
Oh, like Pirate's Cove or something like that. Yeah.
The Congo River Rapids.
Oh, wow.
Where the man stole the alligator.
Someone asked if we're going to sign our balls after golf. Sure. If you want to sign ball, no problem. We would, we're there for the charity, so whatever is needed, we will do.
Here's one. Sorry.
$10 million. Oh, sorry. Is that one?
No, nope, go, go.
No, you go.
I was going to say, how early is it too early to start construction or mow? There is a set time.
Before 7 a.m. is too early.
Legally. On the week. Legally, yes.
Legally.
If you have a peaceful neighborhood, like on a weekend.
I'll wait till after 9.
I'll wait
sure.
till after yeah. 9 for sure.
Yeah.
Not everyone does, let
no,
me tell you.
No, no. No, chainsaw guy in my neighborhood goes nutty 7 a.m. every
That's
day.
That's his thing.
Regardless.
$10 million now and you take your chances or guaranteed to live to 100 in good health but without the $10
million. $10 million now.
Tell me $10 million, please.
Right now.
He's right now.
Why do I want to live to 100 now. Years old?
Now.
It says in good health. So what's good health?
What's
just
good health?
We're a healthy 100-year-old or
not,
we're like...
Not wheezing, not bedridden.
Or like middle-aged health the whole way.
Yeah. I'll take the $10 million now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
$10 million.
Right now.
Right now, please.
I'll do that right now.
You guys seem to be living the dream, so how the heck do you do bare minimum at your jobs, really?
We didn't say we were doing the bare
minimum. No, we didn't say we did the bare
minimum just,
at all.
In order to do our job, we have to talk about other things that other people are doing. That's just a news story.
Yeah, I mean, we're not... I don't think any boss ever had would say we're the hardest workers in the business, but luckily we're extremely talented, yeah. So we don't have to be.
Smartest workers.
We're not the laziest either. Our problem, if you really want to know, is remembering and follow throughing with things. We're
forgetfulness.
We are three creative-minded individuals, which is great when it comes to ideas and stuff like that. Everything you've heard on our show, probably 99% of stuff that we've created or thought up, whereas other shows just steal stuff, including ours. We don't do that. But we have a lot of ideas that go to the wayside because we don't follow through. And you probably know some people the same way, too. We'll have a great idea. Yeah. On the show, we're like, this is the best idea we've ever had. And then 24 hours later, none of us can remember what it was.
We've forgotten about it, and we never think about it again.
So much so, our boss has three like Bristol board size pages of what he calls the idea graveyard. Things that have happened either once or been talked about and been excited about and have never happened
again.
And it's not on purpose.
No, no.
Some of it we get bored of, and we're just like, nah, I don't want to do this anymore. But when we got back from vacation, our boss had redecorated our entire office.
Yeah, our office.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad. It looks fine.
No, I mean, it was filthy. It was dirty and unkempt.
It was our office, though. Like, I'm happy he did it, but at the same, like, I'm glad. Hey, it was nice. Like, I get the sentiment to organize things and stuff, but it was our office.
But we have a whole flow chart and, like, four walls worth of places to write things so that
and
we remember them.
Yeah, stuff,
like, stuff to help us follow through with things we think of. But,
and we'll probably still miss quite a few.
Yep.
What was the original question?
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Please buy the tickets for the Biggs and Bar Mini Masters. It's going to be a great day, a fun day. We got a beer from Kitchissippi. We got food. We got mini golf. We got prizes. We got yellow jackets for the winners. Mm-hmm. It's all for the Boys and Girls Club. It's going to be a great afternoon.
It's at Blackbird Falls in Kanata. It's part of the Marshes.
Lovely course.
But do
they're
it
supplying the food.
Not a whole lot of spots. Not a whole. Yeah, they are supplying the food.
It's going to be like a real golf tournament. We were talking about it. Obviously, we've talked about it a lot, but it's like a real thing. There's going to be prizes. There's a hole-in-one hole that we're going to have.
Shea106.com. Yeah. Go get the tickets, please.
Be great.
Please, so we can sell it, and then we'll stop yapping about it for the rest of you that don't care. But, I mean, it's for a good cause. And if you can't come golf, you can also, like we said, just sponsor a hole or whatever.
Sure.
If that's how you want to donate to the Boys and Girls Club. They do tons of great stuff. We've worked with them before. They're great people. So, all right.
What was the random name I threw out? Who should sponsor
Bill
a hole?
Davies.
Bill Davies. And someone knows a Bill Davies, so they better be on him to sponsor that hole.
Yeah, I'm sure. Never heard of our show before. Every radio station is going to jump right on that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something to sell.
Shea106.
Put up your Facebook marketplace page.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, it's true. All right. Go buy the tickets. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.